It's time now for Living Theology, a weekly program in which Dr. John B. McDonald seeks to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ, living with competence and joy. With today's episode, here's Dr. McDonald.
We continue in this series on the book that James wrote. James diagnoses conditions that are unhealthy, dysfunctional, and fragmented in our lives. Then he prescribes a cure that moves us toward wholeness. In this podcast, we continue with his prescription for the wholesome use of our tongues. Do you ever cringe when you recall something you said, or how you said it? I do. In dealing with the use of our tongues, James refers to wisdom. And we need to know what this wisdom is and how to access it for living and speaking toward wholeness. John Lyly, a 16th century English author, wrote well when he stated that the tongue is the ambassador of the heart. Not only is our tongue somehow connected to our hearts, it's the official representative of our hearts. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 34, Jesus confirms this connection between heart and tongue when he states, "For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." Our tongues are official representatives of our hearts. Although heart is not used here in an anatomical sense, it's an easy transition to use the word heart to represent, as one person puts it, our entire mental and moral activity, both the rational and the emotional elements. The tongue speaks as it is energized and informed by the heart. In the last podcast, we touched briefly on wisdom and its contribution to wholeness. In James chapter 3, verses 14 to 16, we read of a so-called wisdom which results in dysfunctional, fragmented living. Here's what James tells us. If you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This is not the wisdom that comes from above, but it is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. In contrast, the wisdom from above, we read in verse 17, is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. Note the contrasts. As to its origin, the wisdom is from above rather than not from above, earthly, unspiritual, demonic. As to its characteristics, the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere, as opposed to bitter jealousy, selfish ambition, boasting, and false to the truth. As to its consequences or results, it leads to righteousness sown in peace, rather than disorder and every vile practice. Did you notice that the wisdom from above is first pure? If it was first peaceable, it would never get around to being pure. It is uncompromising purity, and yet it produces wonderful fruit. So what is this wisdom from above? It's the very stuff of understanding life. One way of putting it is, it's the ability to navigate life with God-honoring skill. Let me take it another step. Do the characteristics of the wisdom from above resonate with your understanding of the fruit of the Spirit we read of in Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23? That is, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Peter Davids writes that the function of wisdom in James is parallel to that of the Spirit in much of the rest of the New Testament. We may feel that we are overreading the text when we agree with this statement, but there's something to it. Craig Blomberg moderates this a bit when he states, if James does not fully equate wisdom with the Spirit, he nevertheless appears to understand them in similar ways and probably would have agreed that the Spirit is the preeminent and perhaps exclusive dispenser of the Father's wisdom for Christian living. My conclusion is that the wisdom from above has definite connections with the Spirit of God and with the fruit of the Spirit. So, does this wisdom from above inform and energize how you speak? Here are four things that will equip you to move toward wholeness in how you speak. First, admit that you are responsible for what you say. Don't offer excuses or blame someone or something else. James says, we all stumble in many ways, and if anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle his whole body. We can bridle or control our tongues. We are able to control what we say. Second, realize it is a matter of the heart. The tongue reveals the condition of your heart. As mentioned, our tongues are the ambassadors of our hearts, and James tells us that what we say is directed by one of two wisdoms, a wisdom that is from above or that is not from above. There is no third option. Third, be honest and test the wisdom operating in your words. Assess the nature of what you're saying and how you're saying it. The wisdom that is not from above is motivated and characterized by jealousy, selfish ambition, disorder, and every vile practice. By contrast, the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. It produces righteousness and peace. What is your conclusion? Which of these two is informing and energizing your hearts? So first, you are responsible for what you say. Second, it's a matter of the heart. Third, test the wisdom that is operating in your words. And here's the fourth point. Intentionally choose the wisdom from above. Do you desire to embrace God's wisdom? My practice is to first invite my Lord to examine every nook and cranny of my life in the words of Psalm 139, verses 23 to 24. There we read, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous or displeasing way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." As things bubble to the top, this is your call to confession, agreeing with God about your actions, or your words, or your thoughts that grieve or displease Him. I usually express this in confession with the words of 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, something like, "Lord, I agree that my attitude, or my words, or my actions are wrong." Be specific with Him about what you said that was displeasing or grievous to Him. "I thank you that you are faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness." Next is embracing the invitation to join with God. "Father, I yearn to be filled with your Spirit. I desire to embrace your wisdom. Energize and inform my heart so that I speak your words in the way you want them spoken." Choosing God's wisdom to inform and energize your heart is the way forward, the way toward wholeness in how you speak.
You've been listening to John B. MacDonald in Living Theology, a program designed to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ. Dr. MacDonald has an extensive online writing ministry. To learn more about John and his work, follow the links on the producer's page at HopeStreamRadio.com.